Well, hello everyone. It is 4 p.m. on this wonderful, wonderful Thursday, and this is Mellow Max coming at you from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. It's Thursday, finally, thank goodness. I don't have any Friday classes, so that means that I'm actually, like, kind of free. I kind of made it through the week, two midterms behind me, survived. Goodness gracious. I couldn't be happier to have survived this week. And, up first, we had Neutral Milk Hotel with Holland 1945, and this is Bure by Jethro Tull. I'm going to have a guest in about 16-ish minutes. Last week, I was joined by Active Alexis, and she's going to be coming back once again, although completely by accident. She was contacting me for some tech support, and I was like, oh, actually, I could totally help you, and then I wasn't being all that helpful. I was trying very hard to be helpful, and I wasn't helping that much, so she was just like, is there anywhere that I could meet you? And I was like, well, I got my radio show, come on over. So she'll be here, and there's a song in my playlist that she recommended that I listened to after last week's show, so that will be coming up later. But before then, we're having a little bit of a little dabble into some classic rock and prog, and just, yeah, some music that I was listening to last week when I was doing some homework. We threw a party. And, Alexis threw a party. Was this last week? I'm so confused. Yeah, this was last Thursday. Alexis threw a party. And, in our basement, because she doesn't have a basement. And, I was doing my homework upstairs, and then when people had to use the bathroom, they would come upstairs, and I would kind of point, and they would go over there, and they were playing, like, you know, like, popular current music, and I was listening to, like, Kansas and Roger McGuinn, and just, like, really loudly, too. So people would come upstairs and be like, whoa, this is a completely different vibe. What happened? Is this the right house? And then some people would come in through the front door. It was funny stuff. Let's have some surf rock right now, actually. I want this song. Yeah, so, as I was saying, this is Oregon with The Rough Places Plain. So yeah, I was just like, you know, this is great music, and I want to share this on air, because I haven't played, I don't remember the last time I played Kansas on air, that's funny, I'm playing Oregon now, and Kansas is coming up next. Are there any other state bands? Not so much. But yeah, so, I like the conflicting vibes, but, procrastinating studying for one of my tests earlier in the week. For those of you who are longtime listeners of Highly Recommended, I've been on air for, I think this is like, I probably had my first time on air like over 3 years ago at this point. Actually, I have that date on here. My first solo show was, November 1st, 2016. So, oh my goodness, do I have something on my anniversary? Or is that the... One day. My next show, the 31st, is, you know, the day before the 1st. Bummer. But, so I have this Excel spreadsheet that I've been keeping with all of my statistics. And, I hadn't updated it all summer. And now I have some statistics for you, because I updated it when I was procrastinating. This is my 104th show. I My total time on air is 135 and a half hours. That's around 5.5 full days of me sitting in this studio, playing and talking, playing music and talking. So that kind of blows my mind, that it's been that long. I spent a lot of time in this station. Let's see, total songs is somewhere around 1,825. I say around because there was one time that I fell asleep and my playlist and I didn't log them all. But shh, don't tell anyone. That was a couple of years ago. I feel like the if I was gonna get in trouble for that, it would have happened. And it was also like 5 a.m. So like it's nice that like you know d- like yeah. And then my laptop died, which just you know there's dead air. I took a nap for so okay, not quite a full 135 and a half hours. Let's say about an hour of that I was sleeping. So let's say that this is my 130. Ah, oh, my songs weren't long enough. Let's say that this is my 135th hour-ish thing. My average year is 1988, but my median is 1980. And I think that that's pretty telling. this includes my my other show, which is the WMFO Music Department Hour. It's easy, I should remember it at this point. But that's where I play new music and Tufts bands and talk about music events and concerts and WMFO interviews and Tufts news. So for that one, that's been skewing my average because I play mostly new music, but my median is holding true. I wonder what my average would be if I excluded everything like after 2017. I'm sure it would drop back to like 1982. And yeah. So oh, and my top artist is the Beatles. Fun fact. And my most common song was my temporary theme song of Peaches and Regalia by Frank Zappa. But now, getting back to music, here's Kansas.
The sun came up on the Spanish sea, our homeland far behind us, being hunted by the king's navy, but sure he'd never find us. Pull away, me lads, of the Cardiff Rose, and hoist the Jolly Roger. And made for the Caribbean, for thoughts of what it might have been destroys a human being. But thoughts about the Spaniard's gold and learning to desire it can make a man so brash and bold he'll soon become a pirate. Dear, as the happy day I first became a scurvy buccaneer.
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I love these weird sounds. Some call it music. I like this. I call it music. This is Boards of Canada in the background. This album has a lot of samples from like Boards of Canada, which is like a the Canadian equivalent for like PBS, I think. They have a bunch of like nature stuff on there. And I picked it because it's a very short song and we're very busy here, so I can't talk for very long. I'm currently helping to debug an issue that Alexis is having. But I figured I should let you guys know what songs we played. Most recently, we had Today by Jefferson Airplane off the album Surrealistic Pillow. Before that, Ride the Tiger by Jefferson Starship. Styx by... Man in the Wilderness by Styx. Roger McGuinn's Jolly Roger. And Kansas with Point of No Return. That's no spelled K-N-O-W. Whoa. What does it mean? I don't know. Coming up next, whatever I have in my playlist. So sit back and deal with it. You will have an argument.
Stopping still, I can't see their faces, only the shadows of their eyes. I'm going where the sun keeps shining through the pouring rain, going where the weather suits my clothes. Banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Clothes, banking off of the northeast winds, sailing on summer breeze, and skipping over the ocean like a stone. Everybody's talking at me, can't hear a word they're saying, only the echoes of my mind. I won't let you leave my love behind. No, I won't let you
Let's forgive and forget what's a matter anyhow. It was long ago, and we both know it's all behind us now.
It's over, it's not.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is 4:52, and that means that Highly Recommended is almost over. But now, turning away from her work, we have Active Alexis with us.
Hello, everyone.
The song in the background is Genghis by Polo and Pan, a fairly new song, I think. Let's see, this album, this EP came out, 2019, but it doesn't say the date. But I have a feeling that it was quite recent. And my friend Ian sent it to me, and I think it's pretty cool.
I would agree.
Yeah. And before that, we had Emmett Rhodes, It's All Behind Us Now, The Jayhawks with Eyes of Sarah Jane, Graham Nash's Hey You, Looking at the Moon, Aztec Two-Step with Baking, Harry Nilsson with Everybody's Talkin', and the last voiceover song was Boards of Canada's A is to B as B is to C. And Alexis, what have you been working on?
Oh my God, I'm not even sure if I could fully explain it. Max has been my comp sci daddy for the day. I am trying to use this program, or this kind of tool called Twint, to download tweets. Turns out to do that, you gotta use Python. Turns out to do that, you gotta use Jupyter. Turns out to do that, you need to know what Asnicio is. So, it's
been a loophole. And to do any of that, I think it's async.io. Asynchronous, yeah. But to do any of that, you need your good friend Max,
yes.
Or your comp sci daddy, as you so wonderfully put it.
That can be your new host name.
Yeah, I don't think I could say that with a straight face or like any face. But yeah, so what are you going to be using these tweets for?
So I will be downloading the tweets that Republican members of Congress post about Trump, and exploring the relationship between those members and Trump, seeing if they post positively or negatively about him, and if that translates into any meaningful form of intra-party conflict, whether that be voting against him or just publicly criticizing him, whatever that may be. All
Pretty
for the
cool.
joy of my senior thesis, which might be the bane of my existence this year, but we're excited for it.
How are you going to analyze whether or not they're saying positive or negative things?
So that's the fun next step. There's two options. The first option is I could manually go through and code it. Sometimes it could be really difficult to try to like run a program on political tweets because there's a lot of sarcasm and a lot of context.
Right.
The second approach is to try to find like a good sentiment analysis tool, but they're pretty bad
with
political tweets. So we're going to explore if there's anything worthwhile. Or I might just randomly sample all the tweets that I pull and then code those.
Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool problem.
I can bug you next time about that.
Yeah.
Rack your brain for those ideas.
Yeah, I look forward to it. And hopefully you'll be able to fix any other bugs before you have to bug me about that. But, you know, I think that, like, in the next half hour when the show's over, we'll be able to get it all working for you. And let's get you guys a PSA. Gotta learn about something. It's not educational radio.
Mm.
So let's see, what have we got today? Oh, there's something new. It is Massachusetts is holding its 22nd annual. No, the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is holding its 22nd annual Lesbians and Friends Dance on Saturday, October 26th. That is this Saturday. The Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition is dedicated to preventing the environmental causes of breast cancer. Their 22nd annual Lesbians and Friends Dance, a party for prevention, will be held on Saturday, October 26th at The Inn at Brookline. LGBTQ plus student groups are invited to table for free at the event, and for those who want to join the party, student ticket pricing is available. All proceeds support MBCC's goal of breast cancer prevention. For more information and tickets, please visit MBCC's website at mbcc.org. A public service message from the Massachusetts Breast Cancer Coalition and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. There you go. So if you're a lesbian or a friend thereof, go check that out on Saturday.
Are you targeting me?
I didn't. It was the one at the front of the binder. but yeah, kind of. It did occur to me.
Midway through, you were like, oops.
Whoops. And we are going to be finishing up the hour with a song called Mr. Finish Line. Bye.
Oh, bye.
This is Mellow Max. You've been listening to Highly Recommended on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Mr. Finish Line.